From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome indeed to our Gospel program. Please be ready to read with me from John chapter 2, verses 12 to 25. While you turn up that passage, I will remind you of our program tonight at 9 o'clock. I will be playing another extract from our featured sermon, Looking for the Daybreak. Requests have already started to come in for this free sermon tape. Please send for yours. We will also, of course, be continuing our study of the things which announce the approach of Christ's return. That's at 9 o'clock tonight. Follow me now as I read from John chapter 2 and the verse 12. After this, he, that is Christ, went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables. And he said unto them that sold doves, Take these things hence, make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, What sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them. And they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. Amen, and God will bless this reading from his precious word. Now, here's a hymn in keeping with our study, Holy, 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 and it's sung for us by the SMS Singers.
Thank you.
subject this morning is Christ cleansing the temple. From Capernaum, Christ travels to Jerusalem for the Passover. While there, he naturally visits the temple. It is during that visit that he manifests his power by driving out those who had desecrated the house of God. Consider with me, first of all, how wickedly men misuse the house of God. See what is here said in verse 14. We are told that he found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and changers of money sitting. On another occasion, the Saviour tells us what the house of God is primarily for. Is it not written, he says, "My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer." Mark 11, verse 17. Is that the chief function that is carried on in many of those buildings that are called the house of God today? I think not. Prayer is the very heart of true religion. It is through prayer that the sinner is converted. So said Peter on the day of Pentecost, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Acts chapter 2 and the verse 21. It is through prayer that a person manifests that they truly are converted. In response to Ananias' doubt regarding the spiritual state of Saul of Tarsus, the Saviour said, "Behold, he prayeth." Acts 9:11. It is by prayer that the work of God is chiefly carried on. Again, listen to the words of Peter. He is speaking on behalf of the other apostles and stating the primary duties from which those apostles must not be distracted. "We will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." Acts 6:4. Notice prayer comes even before preaching. For prayerless preaching is powerless and impotent preaching. Secondly, the Saviour will not tolerate the misuse of his Father's house. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep, and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables. Verse 15. If men persist in desecrating his house, then the Lord will forsake his house. What was written concerning the tabernacle at Shiloh in Old Testament times may be said of many places where once a thriving witness for Christ stood, but which has been corrupted by the introduction of men's innovations and inventions. Listen to what we read in Psalm 78, verses 58 to 62. "For they provoked him to anger with their high places, and moved him to jealousy with their graven images. When God heard this, he was wroth, and greatly abhorred Israel. So he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which he placed among men, and delivered his strength into captivity, and his glory into the enemy's hands." Even today, there are pulpits in this land which once rang with the glorious tidings of Christ Jesus, but that has been replaced by the foolish notions of men and the nonsensical caperings which are passed off as contemporary worship. These things are but evidence of judgment upon the house of God and the corruptions which men have introduced. Thirdly, see here another side to the character of Christ. The Saviour is indeed gentle and compassionate, but he is also inflexibly righteous. He is infinitely gracious, but, my dear friend, he is also holy. The Bible tells us that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Hebrews 10:31. The Lamb of God, when defied, displays wrath, and here we see a glimpse of that stern justice with which men will be visited when they incur his wrath. Oh, flee from the wrath to come. Fourthly, will you consider the blindness of men displayed here? "Then answered the Jews and said unto him, What sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things?" Verse 18. The asking for a sign demonstrates their blindness toward the one who stood before them. It is little wonder that men who could desecrate God's house as these men had did not know the glorious person who stood before them. Further evidence of their blindness is seen in their response to his reply. Jesus answered and said unto them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body. Verses 19-21. How men still come to the Bible and take from it their own meanings. This leads them on to propagate the most foolish doctrines. How many millions are relying upon an interpretation of God's word which ranks in foolishness with the understanding of Christ's words which these men arrived at. Many are resting their eternal soul upon a foundation made from twisting the words of Christ. Let not that be your hope for eternity, dear listener. In closing, note with me how gospel words may come to be understood long after they were first heard. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Verse 22. I am speaking, I'm sure, to some who can recall words spoken to them while they were children. They can even now hear the voice of an old mother or father who has long ago gone to glory. Or maybe it's the voice of a faithful Sunday school teacher urging upon you repentance and faith in Christ. But you have never yet come to understand or believe what they were saying. May God open your heart today, even as he opened the understanding of these disciples, so that they believe the scriptures. Remember, the Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Acts 16:31. God bless you. Remember the program tonight at 9 o'clock. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.